This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and resonancefm.com on the net. Good afternoon, and I am going to be assisted at the beginning of the programme by Sarah Nicol.
Hi, William.
Good afternoon, Sarah. Thank you for your assistance here.
I can hear me. It's cool.
You all right?
Yeah.
Everything okay?
Yeah.
Good. Obviously, I need technical assistance here. Basically, I've received what might be called and in the background we have the ambient soundtrack of children in a playground, I think. We have an open window.
It's a school.
It is a school. What should we do? Turn that up a bit?
Yeah.
How's that?
How's that? Check, 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 check. I think these are headphones. There you go. Check, 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 yeah.
Okay. Check.
One, two. Sorry.
That's all right.
Anyway,
it's all part of live radio, isn't it?
Yeah, these need fixed.
You do your own programme, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
What is that called again?
It's called Nana Nicol's Cosmic Balearic Slop.
Absolutely. Yeah. When does that slop go out then?
The slop goes out at 9:30 on a Saturday night.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, it's quite good. It's a boogie show. It's to have a boogie.
A what show?
A boogie.
Boogie show?
Yeah.
I thought you said a bookie show.
No.
Like betting or something.
No, that was my dad. Had he been doing a show?
Oh, okay. Synchronicity there. Okay.
Anyway, sorry.
It's a school. Mm. Okay, which we can hear live in the background. But today you're going to help me with this unsolicited package which I've received. When I say unsolicited, it means they just sort of arrive through the post without me inviting them. But he sent me one before. He's called Eric Meltzner.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if it's from Germany or Austria now. Germany. And he sent me another one. And it has quite an intriguing package. So I thought we'd sort of include the opening of the package as part of the programme. So to your right, you will find a jiffy bag.
Yeah.
Yes. And we can open that sort of noisily so that listeners can hear the
getting unwrapping. Into the bag. Resonance FM, care of William English, /Wavelength, with the address.
Oh, right. So it came via Resonance. I'd forgotten that, actually. Yeah. I thought it came to my home address.
No.
Right. Priority post, lots of German stamps on it.
Yep.
Okay.
Anyway, so opening it up.
Yes, and there's also a letter in there, I think. You've missed out the documentation, which I might need.
There is.
Yeah, yeah.
Found it.
Thank you. Okay. What have you got?
Are you going to read it?
Well, I'm not going to read all of it.
Okay.
It does say, "Hi, William. Thank you for playing my music in September. That was the second time Resonance played my music. First time was 2004.
We were a baby.
Yes. So, once again, both letters are headed Full Feed, Fast Forward, Frenzied Flights, High Art Madness and Defragmentation, Brain Grain, Hotspot, Erika Jürgens, No Edition, Eric Meltzner und Kleines Ensemble for Verschiedene Instrumente Ars Recusation, Eric Meltzner und Rolf Pax, Full Feed, Fast Forward, Frenzied Flights, High Art Madness and Defragmentation, NN und Ähnliche Elemente, Eric Meltzner und Konsorten, No Edition, Jürgen Richter, Meltzner und Schneider, Heinze, Shine Form und NN, Full Feed, Fast Forward, Frenzied Flights, High Art Madness and Defragmentation, Eric Meltzner, The Lascivious Ears, Shine Form und Ähnliche Elemente, No Edition, Eric Meltzner und Jürgen Richter, Trio, Sensor, Regular, Full Feed, Fast Forward.
Sounds exciting.
That's just their letter heading.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so in the jiffy bag, there's a little tin.
Yes.
The tin's actually quite beautiful.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And it's a tin of a transistor radio, I guess.
It resembles a transistor radio, yes, doesn't it? A little tin, looking like an old-fashioned radio.
Yeah, it's really great. It's got a little speaker bit on it.
Yep.
But then it's got the dial across the top with a tuner and an on-off and volume switch.
Is it just medium wave and long wave and that sort of thing? It's not FM, it's not a digital radio,
no,
is it?
No. It's FM and medium wave. No AM, interestingly enough.
Oh.
And then a little tone switch as well.
Yeah.
But so you've got the band, and where the band hit is almost 104.4.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, I hadn't noticed that. Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's curious. Yeah, amazing. So what do you think it was for? Do you think it was for mints or something, or snuff?
Yeah, could have been snooze, they call it in Sweden.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's like a cigarette. It's like nicotine in a little, like a tea bag type thing. In the, and you put it in your mouth and put it up on your top gum kind of thing.
So you can pretend you're smoking whilst chewing or
it's
something.
It's revolting.
Yeah. Okay. We haven't encouraged that.
No. It could have been. It could have been chewing gum. Probably mint, so right?
I would have thought mint.
But there's no branding on it whatsoever. It's just a radio.
A plain tin.
Or it could just be a gift pack. Could be just to buy so you can give it on to someone.
To send USBs to radio broadcasters.
I quite like the back as well. It's like it's a mahogany colour, like if the radio was a mahogany.
Right.
But on the back, it's got like a little space where you'd put your batteries in.
Oh, yes, so it has.
It's a little plus and minus, and it looks like a double.
Plus and minus sign.
And it would be like two double A's, I imagine, would fit.
Right, yep.
And then there's a little aerial as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's so cute. It's really sweet.
Excellent, okay. All right, well, let's open up the tin.
Okay.
And what does it look like inside?
A hay bale.
It's got sort of grass and straw inside. Green straw.
That would so not be legal in New Zealand. You get fined
really?
For that. Yeah.
Why?
So you can't send stuff overseas, like
what with vegetation in
vegetation.
Oh right.
Like that.
Why? Because it might harbour sort of insects or pests or something.
It affects the biodiversity of the natural landscape.
Anywho,
so the straw in the tin.
Yes.
And nestled in the straw is a little gift pack.
Yeah.
And it's. And it's sealed, it's wrapped.
Yeah.
And so at this stage, we don't really know what's in that gift pack.
No, that's true. I was guessing that it was a USB because he sent me a USB before. In fact, it could be something entirely different.
Yeah,
and
that's ruined your show.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Okay. Perhaps he shouldn't have sent that either through the post, whatever it is. So it's tightly wrapped, isn't it, in brown paper.
Yeah,
it's almost like sealed up.
It's it's completely sealed. It's, and it's like little, how would you describe that wrapping? Newsprint? No, it's not newsprint.
Well, it's brown paper. Yeah. Brown paper with that sort of tape that you would probably have to lick to make it gluey, to make it stick. You're looking through the vegetation to see if there's something else
in there.
Might
be weed.
You're sniffing the vegetation.
I'm sniffing it. It is grass. Yeah.
But just ordinary.
It's such a lovely package.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to put that down.
All right. I'll pass the package back to you.
You want me to open it? This
yes,
is
please.
It's like Christmas.
It's like Christmas. I should say we are assisted or accompanied by Javier.
Yeah, Javier's. Are you liking this experience, Javier?
I'm a lover.
Who is Javier? You better tell me a bit about Javier.
Javier is one of our new student engineers. If you know Resonance, you know that we voluntarily run.
Unpaid,
yes. All our show hosts and engineers are voluntarily. And Javier, you're from Madrid originally?
Yeah, that's right.
And
what's Javier's second name?
Sirocco.
Mm-hmm. Not Sirocco.
No.
No, not like the wind.
Unfortunately.
No. Sirocco.
Sirocco.
Okay. All right.
And how long have you been with us now, off and on? You're
I think since September last year.
Is it?
Or no, maybe.
No.
Well, September was when I contacted you, so maybe.
We're having trouble with this package, I can tell.
Should I just rip it?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's struggling. It'll. It's.
Yeah, so Javier is learning the ropes, and okay. he is engineer for today. He's filling in for Ben, who's
Ben.
Away.
Right. Okay. I was expecting Ben. I thought I'd do a brief mini interview with Ben, but 'twas not to be.
Sorry, you got me again.
So what have we found inside this brown paper package?
Again, it's really beautifully... it's a beautiful little USB stick.
Right.
It's a matte black Intenso USB stick.
Right.
So okay. Shall we?
Yep.
There's no note on it or anything like that?
No.
I'm going to open it up, shall I?
Yes, please. He says at the end of this letter, he says, I think a radio station is the best place for this collection, so you can make use of it and play it again and again. Hope to hear from you. Best wishes, Eric Meltzner.
Have you contacted him and let him
know?
Oh,
I've been in touch with him. Yeah. He doesn't know that this is happening, no.
Are you going to send him the link?
I will do, yeah.
He's going to get a lovely surprise.
Okay, Sarah,
it's a 64 gig USB stick, so there's quite a lot, there's potentially a lot of stuff on here.
Yeah, and the second part of it is in two sections. One is called Schatzkiste. Anyone know what that means?
No.
No, you, no?
Yeah, we're being children right now. Okay. Shall we look it up?
If we have the time, you can look it up whilst we're sort of, all right. So it's like, I'll show you.
How's it spelled?
That's the spelling there.
Oh, okay,
Schatzkiste. All one word, Schatzkiste. There's probably people out there who know exactly what this is.
Yeah, and going, oh my God.
Oh, they don't know what Schatzkiste is.
I know. Yeah. How very rude. Call yourself an arts radio station.
Yeah.
It is a treasure chest.
Okay.
And it is.
Okay, treasure chest. All right.
Oh, that's a nice Schatzkiste.
Just like a radio.
A treasure chest.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we'll insert it into the USB port into the laptop.
Okay.
Let's see what pops up. If it's got its own
name. I would say, so this is a complete surprise. We don't know what the actual content of this is. We might have to sort of take it off very quickly. but I'm judging by his previous entries that it will be interesting.
Great. So it's popped up on the desktop. You can see the USB on the desktop. It says Intenso.
Right.
So we're going to open it up. It just says USB a Schatzkiste. So
that's the only one that turns up. Not Assertion. Look, you see here, it says got Assertion.
Okay,
as well.
Well, it is a folder. So
but I think I prefer Schatzkiste because there's lots of... I think there's several short tracks which we could just play. I can play as much of it as...
82 hours?
No. Minute. Oh. Oh, yeah.
611 pieces.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of treasure.
Wow.
I thought it was
82 minutes. I didn't know. It says works, 611 pieces, 82 hours, 48 minutes and 39 seconds. So he says you can make use of it and play it again and again. I mean, you could do this. You could do the whole of the Christmas period with this, couldn't you? It's like.
So, William, what I'm going to do, because you want to save this, right? So we're going to hide it. We need to hide it from anyone who wants to... disrupt it. So we're going to take it out of its Intenso little box.
Yeah.
See its little folder and then drag and drop it to the desktop.
Okay. The desktop might collapse with the weight of all this. What's happened?
Can you read that?
What does it say?
Just exactly what you just said.
Oh, there isn't enough free space.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because it's huge. But
it's the end of the programme now. Well,
no, we can listen to it via this, but we just can't when that comes out. Because we can play it via the USB stick.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes, I had no idea it was quite so massive.
There you go. Oh, and I can see why, because he's got everything in FLAC, so that's... so he's got everything copied twice as well.
Okay.
So...
Why would he do that? Why is that? One is FLAC and one is MP3.
Yeah, because FLAC is a better quality.
Okay.
So he's got something for perfection if you want to release this on vinyl.
Okay. And does it give the running time of each of the tracks or not?
We can go into an MP3. We're going to go into 36, 1982 band Kurai and Sokai.
Okay.
Excuse my pronunciation. And it doesn't say it's 143, so that I reckon that's about an hour there. So if we
just one file.
Yeah. as generally, let's have a look. Oh, it's taking its sweet time. What are you doing?
Fortunately, I do have other things to play. If this goes better.
Oh no, it's thinking about it. Okay. It's doing its thing. So you said the last time you heard from Eric was in 2004.
No, he says that. He says he had something played in 2004, but I've played something of his, within the last 2 years.
Okay.
This other USB stick, which he sent to me, but he must have had an association with somebody else at some time. Because the previous one is to Liebe Freunde.
Oh, it's recorded on my birthday.
Really?
Yeah, date modified 29th of December. That's my birthday.
Oh.
2017.
Oh, more synchronicities.
Yeah, nice.
If Dan Wilson is listening, he'll be suitably impressed with this.
There you go. Oh, it's got a cover art as well.
What, the file has cover art?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. It's quite common.
He's very well organised, isn't he?
Yeah, it's beautifully packaged. It's lovely. It's from 1982, apparently.
God, okay.
And the theme is avant-garde, which...
Sure.
Yeah, I kind of get that.
Yeah.
And do you want to start playing?
Yeah, let's go. Let's have a listen.
And I think it's about 59 and a half minutes.
Will it be laptop?
Yeah, it should be there.
All right. Well, we'll let this play. Cool. And I might interrupt it with some other things, but we'll see what happens with this.
Okie dokie. And I'll talk you how to get rid of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much, Sarah, for your help. And Javier. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello and welcome to The Entrepreneurs. You are with you.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.